Hello, I'm Carrie Brown, and you're listening to The Business Report on 88.5 WFDD, a partnership with the Triad Business Journal. In his column this week in The Business Journal, Justin Cattanoso offers some surprising insights about global warming based on his recent reporting trip to Lima, Peru, to cover the United Nations Climate Summit. Welcome, Justin.
Hello, Carrie.
Let's start broadly. 2014 is likely to be the warmest year ever recorded on Earth, according to climate scientists. How much warmer are we, and how did this happen?
Okay, so here's a little science. Global temperatures are partially dictated by the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. So think of this CO2 as like a blanket in the sky that keeps the Earth warm. That's the greenhouse effect. So 200 years ago, before industrialization, that CO2 in the atmosphere measured about 200 to 250 parts per million. Today, because of 150 years of burning fossil fuels for energy, the CO2 in the air is now about 400 parts per million. That blanket in the sky is thicker, and as a result, the Earth's temperature has increased almost 1 degree Fahrenheit since 1900.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
I know, but look at the impacts that we're already seeing from this global warming. So we've got glaciers melting all over the world. We've got rising sea levels, and they're flooding low-lying nations like the Marshall Islands and the Maldives, not to mention the eastern coast of the United States. And we've got this extreme weather, like these massive hurricanes and droughts, are all becoming more commonplace, and they're all connected to climate change. And that's just with a 1 degree increase. So global temperatures are predicted to go up another 2 to 3 degrees in just the next 50 to 75 years. And if they do, that'd be really bad.
You were at the UN Climate Summit in Peru, Justin. What was one of the biggest strategies discussed to slow down global warming?
Well, there's a growing recognition about the importance of large intact forests, especially tropical forests, in fighting this climate change. So look at it this way. When you burn fossil fuels, there are really only three places that that CO2 can go. It can go into the atmosphere, and that just makes the greenhouse effect worse. It can go into our oceans, and that's killing aquatic life, and it's killing coral reefs. Or it can go into our forests. So forests, they absorb these greenhouse gases like a sponge, and they hold it there in their limbs and leaves forever. It's this amazing ecological service that nature provides. So in Lima, there was just a lot of talk about how can we protect the forests we have, and how can we replant millions of acres of new forests all across Africa and South America and Southern Asia.
Justin, in your column this week, you write that mayors of cities might be more effective at fighting climate change than national leaders. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, you know, I was talking with this climate scientist from NASA, and he told me that the world's 50 largest cities account for about 70% of all greenhouse gas emissions. So if you think about places like Beijing and Bangkok, Rio de Janeiro, Los Angeles, big smoggy places with a lot of traffic and a huge demand for energy, it makes sense. And it turns out that the mayors of these cities are really worried about air quality, and they're not waiting for national leaders to tell them what they're doing. They're doing things now.
Like what?
Well, simple stuff, you know, common sense stuff like improving mass transit or shifting to LED lighting. They're patching natural gas and methane leaks wherever they find them. They're installing huge arrays of solar power. All of these things add up. And in these big cities, it's all reducing these greenhouse gas emissions.
What role can smaller cities like Greensboro and Winston-Salem play in all of this?
Well, they can do a lot of the same things that big cities do to improve energy efficiency. But there's some other cool things as well. So Charlotte just launched an effort to plant 500,000 new trees over the next 35 years. And that has huge implications for reducing runoff and improving water quality and air quality. And Greensboro, it's joining this nationwide push to promote commuter biking by building a greenway around its downtown. All these things help reduce carbon emissions.
So is all of this going to be enough?
You know, that's hard to say. This is such a huge problem, and if I learned anything in Lima, it's that a lot of really smart people around the world take climate change very, very seriously, and a lot of them are coming up with really innovative ways to fight it. You know, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, was in Lima last week, and he stressed that every nation on Earth has to do its part, and the new UN Accord that's coming out of Lima is really putting the Earth on a path to do that. So we're just going to have to see.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Carrie.
To read Justin's column and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Triad Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For 88.5 WFDD with this week's Business Report, I'm Carrie Brown.